आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी एंड श्रीलंकन प्रेसिडेंट अनुराग कुमार दिसानायके टू लॉन्च रेलवे प्रोजेक्ट्स एट अनुराधापुरा इन द आइलैंड नेशन दिस मॉर्निंग। Prime Minister to also inaugurate new Pamban Bridge in Tamil Nadu today. President Draupadi Murmu gives assent to Waqf Amendment Act 2025. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to be on a three-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir beginning today to review security situation and interact with security personnel. Ram Navami, which marks the birth of Lord Ram, being celebrated today with religious fervor and enthusiasm. And Hitesh Gulia bags gold medal at World Boxing Cup Brazil 2025. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake will jointly inaugurate India-backed railway projects in Sri Lanka's historic city of Anuradhapura this morning. The projects provide safe and seamless connectivity within Sri Lanka from the northern part of the island to capital Colombo. Prime Minister Modi will also seek blessings at the Jai Shri Mahabodhi Temple, where there's a tree which was brought to Sri Lanka as a sapling by Sanghamitra Thierry. More from our correspondent.
PM Modi's state visit to Sri Lanka marks a historic milestone in connectivity to the island and within it. PM Modi and Sri Lanka President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake will inaugurate the much-anticipated Moho-Umanthai railway line in Anuradhapura. This railway line, developed with Indian assistance of $91.27 million, will connect northern part of the island nation with the capital Colombo. It promises to enhance regional connectivity and boost economic growth. We spoke to Chairman and Managing Director of Aircon International.
The Government of India had given to upgrade the railway track from Maho to Umanthai. We have got this opportunity.
In addition, the foundation stone for the advanced signaling system on the Maho Anuradhapura section, developed with $14.9 million Indian grant, will be laid, paving the way for safer and more efficient railway operations. Alok Ranjan Rai, Akashwani, Anuradhapura.
Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Modi and President Dissanayake held wide-ranging talks reinforcing the strong bilateral ties between the two nations. PM Modi was conferred the Mitra Vibhushan Award, one of Sri Lanka's highest civilian honours, symbolising the enduring friendship between the two countries. Yesterday's event featured signing and exchange of MOUs in several sectors, after which the two leaders jointly unveiled crucial India-backed projects. And now we go live to our correspondent Ahmed Moeen Faruqi in Colombo on the Prime Minister's visit to Sri Lanka. Faruqi, for the benefit of our listeners, can you please describe the impact of the visit of Prime Minister on the bilateral ties between the two nations?
Yes, Prime Minister Modi's visit has significantly bolstered India-Sri Lanka bilateral ties, reinforcing strategic, economic and cultural cooperation that exists between the two countries. Key outcomes from the visit include launch of India-backed projects such as Sampur Solar Power Project and conclusion of several agreements in defense, energy and other sectors. Prime Minister's visit also has reinforced the importance Sri Lanka places on relations with India in the manner that it has conferred its highest honor of Mitra Vibhushan on PM Modi.
Thank you, Faruqi, for that update. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the new Pamban Rail Bridge in Tamil Nadu today, connecting Rameshwaram to the mainland on the auspicious occasion of Ram Navami. The rail bridge, which is an architectural marvel, will be the country's first vertical lift sea bridge, extending to 2 kilometers. The Prime Minister will arrive from the neighboring island nation of Sri Lanka at noon today. A report from our correspondent.
All preparations are in full swing with two union ministers, Ashwini Vaishnav and Dr. L. Murugan, at the Rameswaram site since yesterday. The bridge, built at a cost of ₹550 crore, carries a deep cultural significance to the Ramayana and links Rameswaram to the mainland. The bridge is designed for dual rail tracks to accommodate future demands and a special coating to protect against corrosion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also lay the foundation stones and dedicate ₹8,300 crore worth rail and road projects during the occasion. He will also flag off the Rameswaram Tambaram Express. The Prime Minister will also visit the Rameswaram Temple to pay obeisance on the special day. Enjoy. Akashwani, Chennai.
President Draupadi Murmu has given her assent to the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, which was passed by Parliament this week. After the presidential assent, it has become a law. The legislation was passed in the Lok Sabha on Thursday, with 288 members supporting it and 232 against it. The bill was passed in the Rajya Sabha on Friday, with 128 members voting in favour and 95 opposing it. The President also gave assent to the Musalman Waqf Repeal Bill 2025. More from our correspondent.
The central government, through this new law, aims to introduce significant reforms in enhancing the governance, transparency and efficiency of Waqf property management in the country. By addressing long-standing issues such as litigation and the lack of judicial oversight, the new law seeks to create a more structured and accountable framework. Key changes include redefining the formation of Waqf, improving the survey and registration process, empowering government oversight, ensuring inclusivity by incorporating non-Muslim members and women into Waqf-related bodies. These provisions mark a crucial step towards modernizing Waqf property management in the country. Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Lok Sabha, which was adjourned sine die on Friday, has been prorogued by President Draupadi Murmu. The budget session of Parliament had commenced on the 31st of January. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a three-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir beginning today to review the security situation and interact with the security personnel. During his visit, Mr. Shah will also meet BJP MLAs in Jammu and chair a meeting to review the annual Sri Amarnath Yatra. More from our correspondent.
The Home Minister will be chairing two crucial and separate security review meetings. One of the meetings will be the unified headquarters in which Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, top brass of Home Ministry, Army, Paramilitary Forces, J&K Police, Intelligence Agencies and Civil Administration will be present. The unified headquarters will review security situation in J&K with special reference to the Jammu region where infiltration attempts and movement of terrorists in upper reaches of Kathua, Udhampur and other districts has become a cause of concern. Besides security, other arrangements to be made for the annual Amarnath Yatra will also be discussed.
This is N. Gulshan Rana for Akashvani News from Jammu.
Bharatiya Janata Party will celebrate its foundation day today. On this occasion, BJP President and Union Minister J.P. Nadda will hoist the party flag at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Mr. Nadda will also interact with the party booth workers on the occasion. The BJP President will also visit the home of a veteran party worker in the national capital. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a state visit to Portugal and Slovakia from tomorrow until the 10th of this month. She will depart today and will reach Portugal later tonight. During her visit to Portugal, President Murmu will meet and hold delegation-level talks with her counterpart, President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. She will also meet Portugal's Prime Minister, Luís Montenegro, and the President of the National Assembly, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. In Slovakia, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Prime Minister Robert Fico. More from our correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu's visit to Portugal is taking place after a gap of 27 years and comes as India and Portugal are celebrating 50 years of re-establishment of diplomatic relations. The visit will provide further impetus to India's growing relations with Portugal. President Draupadi Murmu will also visit Slovakia. This will be the first visit by the President of India to Slovakia in 29 years. The state visit by President will provide an opportunity to further strengthen and broaden bilateral relations of India with Portugal and Slovakia and will also strengthen India and European Union relationship. Pooja Pivardhan, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Ram Navami is being celebrated with religious fervour and enthusiasm in different parts of the country today. The festival marks the birth of Lord Ram, the seventh incarnation of Lord Vishnu. In Ayodhya, devotees from all corners of the world have come to celebrate the birth anniversary of Lord Sri Ram. Special arrangements have been made by the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra to ensure a seamless experience for devotees arriving for Ram Navami. We have a report.
Bhai Prakat Kripala, Deena Dayala. Ramnagari Ayodhya is all set for celebrating the birth anniversary of Lord Ram. Devotees from all over the country and the world are reaching Ayodhya to offer prayers to Ramlala on this special occasion. The Sri Ram Janbhumi Temple has been decorated with special flowers. General Secretary of Sri Ram Janbhumi Tirth Trust, Champat Rai, informed that Ram Lala will be offered Chhappan Bhog on Ram Navami. A special Surya Tilak will be applied on Ram Lala's forehead at 12 noon. This historic moment will be broadcast live across the world. The Potsav will also be organized in the evening. For the convenience of common devotees, all special passes for Ram Mandir have been cancelled from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Om Avasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion of Ram Navami. The 5-day Madhavpur Gher Fair will begin today at Madhavpur in the Porbandar district of Gujarat. We have a report.
Madhavpur Gher Fair is a spectacular theatrical reenactment of Shri Krishna and Rukmini Ji's divine wedding brought to life by various skilled artists through mesmerizing performances. This year, the fair will witness the cultural performances of 1600 artists from northeastern states and Gujarat. The festival is being organized under the joint initiative of Gujarat Tourism and Department of Sports, Youth and Cultural Activities. The grand wedding will be held on April 9th. On the 5th day, the wedded couple will be given a grand welcome at Dwarka. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
On to sports now. In boxing, India's Hitesh Golia bagged the men's 70kg gold at the World Boxing Cup 2025 in Brazil this morning. Fighting in the red corner, the Indian pugilist defeated Odell Camara of England in the final. Meanwhile, another Indian boxer, Abhinash Jamwal, clinched the silver at the men's 65kg category today. Abhinash lost to Yuri Reis of the host country, 0-5 in the final. Earlier, India's Manish Rathore won the bronze in the men's 55kg category yesterday. In IPL T20 cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Punjab Kings by 50 runs at the Maharaja Yadavindra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh last night. Put into bat first, Rajasthan Royals posted a total of 205 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs, with Yashasvi Jaiswal contributing 67 off 45 balls. For Punjab Kings, Lockie Ferguson claimed 2 wickets. In reply, Punjab Kings could only manage 155 runs, losing 9 wickets, with Nihal Wadhera contributing 62 runs. Jeff Archer claimed 3 wickets for Rajasthan Royals. In another match, Delhi Capitals defeated Chennai Super Kings by 25 runs in Chennai. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Gujarat Titans in Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Saira. All dailies have widely covered PM Modi's Sri Lanka visit along with the economic churnings due to President Trump's baseline tariff on U.S. trading partners. Big ticket India-Lanka deals seal strategic ties, writes Hindustan Times. The Asian Age headlines, India-Sri Lanka signed defense pact, 6 deals during PM visit. Lay down arms and join mainstream, Shah advises Naxals, writes Sunday Pioneer, while the Sunday Tribune headlines, Naxals our own, should give up arms, be part of growth, says Shah. Financial Express Sunday writes, US starts collecting new unilateral 10% tariff, while the Economic Times notes, India to be patient in trade talks, adding officials say, government will protect sensitive sectors like dairy and agri, check dumping from China. The Sunday Pioneer notes, Delhi signs up for Ayushman Bharat. And finally, in a major shift towards AI-powered surveillance, Delhi police is set to expand its use of facial recognition. The Sunday Express headlines, AI in the sky, police to soon deploy facial recognition technology across Delhi. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake to launch railway projects at Anuradhapura in the island nation this morning. Prime Minister to also inaugurate new Pamban Bridge in Tamil Nadu today. President Draupadi Murmu gives assent to Waqf Amendment Act 2025. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to be on a 3-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir beginning today to review security situation and interact with security personnel. Ram Navami, which marks the birth of Lord Ram, being celebrated today with religious fervor and enthusiasm. And Hitesh Golia bags gold medal at World Boxing Cup Brazil 2025. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.